Okay, well, there we go. Well, ladies and gentlemen, good morning again. Good afternoon. Exciting things happening with P2S Travel. There's no debating it. It is happening big time. Marie and I did a team training call last night. We had our best friend, our buddy, Mr. Todd Strand on there. Truly unbelievable call. If you missed it, try and get somebody that was on there to get some notes. As a matter of fact, we are putting it on our team site, successteamsite.com, three words, successteamsite.com. And later today, within the next hour or so, that's going to be up there. An amazing call. It was 50 minutes, but it was jam-packed with information.
Action-packed
with a lot of information, things that you need to do before you even begin in the business, getting your mind right, going in the right direction, understanding the value, the timing that you're in now, what separates those people from that are meaningful specifics, people that are on track, making it happen, making money, doing the things in life that they want to do, becoming successful in this industry, and more specifically, becoming successful with P2S Travel, and then the wondering generalities. You know, people that aren't getting what they want out of life, why they're not getting it. And Todd shared some information. Maria shared some powerful information. I added my two cents to it as well. And hopefully anybody that listens to that and serious about success, no question about it, their life can change. So, Maria, every Monday I'm pumped up. I'm excited about the GoPro Monday morning, afternoon, get to two-star in a hurry call. It's pretty long name. Maybe we might need to change that.
How about just a GoPro call? He wants to just GoPro.
GoPro call? Okay. All right. We'll just do a GoPro. Welcome to the GoPro call, everybody. All right. Well, guys, we got just about 15 minutes here or less to just give you a tip, some information that can make a huge difference. Maria has about 26 years full-time in this industry. I have about 30 years full-time in this industry, and it's pretty pumped up and exciting with what we need to do. I got some text coming in trying to read that. Marie and I are going to revamp the show. We're going to do some things different here, as you can see, as we close this year out, so we can have a full-blown show. And what I mean by that, we're going to have special guests coming on here, people giving you insights in 15 minutes or less of what you can do to explode your business. Little nuggets, pearls of wisdom. And we'll have leaders from all over the country. We'll have corporate people on sometimes, and hopefully we're going to have you, because we get to, you get the two-star and above, but it's exciting. So this morning, Marie and I were talking about a video that we listened to many years ago. We actually have this whole tape series, and we've broken down a six-minute slot of this amazing video. And we've listened to this literally thousands of times. And I remember back in the day where, you know, you just made the decision. I made the decision that, hey, we are going to another level in life. We're going to have to do things different. And this tape, the whole series, actually helped us out. But this one segment today, if you pay attention, you write the notes down, we'll quickly talk about it, it's going to absolutely change your life. Maria, what do you have to say about this six-minute audio we're going to play?
Yeah, well, it's kind of cool. And so just so that I can – I know you guys are hearing the words that Daryl's talking about when he says tape. Like, because we have
a
cassette tape series on this guy. And it's absolutely fabulous. And just hearing it back then in the day and hearing it now, it's just a great inspiration. And now, because everything's on YouTube and everywhere you can find these, thankfully, that the audio cassette tapes or transcribe are now put into the actual YouTube and on video, and he also has a videotape series. It's really great, and it just really makes you think, because the way that he speaks and just his logic and his inspiration and his sense of humor and his, like, I love how he's just so humble, just comes across in everything that he does. So I hope you guys enjoy this as much as we do. It's not that long. It's only 5 minutes, 6 minutes. So definitely love it as much as we do, and hopefully it's not the first time you guys are hearing this.
Let me give you the day to start your life around, as quickly as I can. I got four parts to the day to turn your life around, and then we're finished for the day. Number one, disgust. Disgust is a negative emotion, but it can have a very positive, powerful effect. Disgust says, I've had it. What an important day that could be. I had it. I met a beautiful, powerful, accomplished executive lady in New York. company invited me to come in. This lady was a vice president, extraordinary lady. I got to know her, and I found out her story. I said, how did you get here? Big income. And she never went to high school, never went to college, never went to university. I said, how did you get here? She said, I give you powerful income. She said, well, let me tell you part of the scenario. She said, when I was a young mother a few years ago, she said, one day I asked my husband for $10. And he said, what for? She said, before that day was over, I decided I would never, ever ask again. She said, I started studying opportunity, found it, took the classes, put myself through the school, did the scenario. Now I'm vice president. I make a lot of money. And she said, I kept my promise. I've never, ever had to ask again. It's called a life-changing day. The day you say, enough. Now, if you can add an act to your disgust, it helps. The man takes a shotgun to his car, blows out every window, destroys every tire, puts 100 rounds in it, and says, I've driven this embarrassing thing for the last time. And then he saves it. He saves it. And later when somebody says, how did you become rich and powerful? He says, let me show you this car. One day I'd had it up to here. I blew it to smithereens. Here's the last three. Next is decision. Decision-making is a life-changing day. If you went home today and in the next few days cleaned up a list of decisions, it could furnish enough inspiration for the next 5 years, 10 years. What an inspiring day, the day you can bring yourself to desire. Here's the third one, desire. Wanting too bad enough. Who knows the mystery of that? We don't know. But here's something I do know. Sometimes desire waits for a trigger. Wait for something to happen. Who knows what the happening may be? A song, a lyric, a movie, a dialogue, a seminar, a sermon, a book, an experience, confrontation with an enemy, a conversation with a friend who finally levels with you. Whatever the experience it is, it's so valuable. Here's my best advice. Welcome all experiences. You never know which one is going to turn everything on. Don't put up the wall, the same wall that keeps out disappointment, keeps out happiness. Take down the wall. Go for the experience. Let it teach you. And here's the last one. Resolve. Resolve says I will. Two of the most powerful words in the language. Benjamin Disraeli said, nothing can resist a human will that will stake its existence on its purpose. Shortly put, I'll do it or die. Best definition of resolve I got from a little junior high girl, Foster City, California. I'm going through some words one day. I got to this one and I asked the kids, who can tell me what resolve means? Some didn't know, some tried. Interesting. The last one was the best. Little girl about 3 years back, she said, I think I know, Mr. Owen. I said, what? She said, I think resolve means promising yourself you will never give up. I said, that's the best I've ever heard. She's probably giving seminars somewhere today, right? That's the best I've heard.
The last party in the
I asked the kids, how long should a baby try to learn how to walk? How long would you give your average baby? Before you say, hey, enough, enough. No. Any mother in the world would say, you're crazy. My baby is going to keep crying. What? Until. What a magic word. I want you to write it down. Until. Promise yourself you'll read the books until your skills change. You'll go to seminars until you get a handle on it. You'll listen to it until it makes sense. You'll go for it until you understand it. You'll practice it until you develop the skills. Never give up until. However long that is, step by step, piece by piece, book by book, word by word, apple by apple. Walk around the block, walk around the block. Go for it. Don't miss chance to grow. And resolve that you'll pay the price until you learn, change, grow, become. Then you'll discover some of life's best treasures when you pay that price.
Okay, well, ladies and gentlemen, that was it. That was Jim Rohn, and just an amazing guy. He talked about some things that Marie and I, you know, learned a long time ago, and it gave us everything that we needed and wanted to live the lifestyle that we do, from, you know, being at my son's baseball games every single day to being at home with each other, the kids, the family, not missing any of the kids' events, school's events, or any special occasions or things that we need to do. Kids are get sick, or they have a cold or get a little flu or whatever the case may be. We don't have to call into work and, you know, say, hey, can we be home today because our kids are sick or whatever the case may be. And kids don't get sick, but, you know, just to be able to be in that situation is truly amazing. But it all started back in the day when we made a decision that would discuss. He starts with discuss that, hey, I don't want to go to work. I don't want to be in traffic. I don't want to limit my income to what I do every single day or for a 30-day period. I want to be able to make as much money as I want to make and create the lifestyle that I wanted. So I was tired of doing what I needed to do. And I figured this out in 6 months because out of college, I literally worked for 6 months, and I made a decision to get involved with this industry because I knew in that 6 months I was disgusted. I was busted. I didn't know, you know, what to do, but I knew I did not want to work 30, 40 years there. So, you know, I kind of look back at this video when we found it, you know, a little bit later on in the beginning. It's really what caused us to do what we're doing right now. This was way before I actually met Maria as well, but I was disgusted. I did not want to go to work. I did not want to do the things that they wanted me to do every single day and just work for the weekend and try and get excited. So that was the first thing for me, Maria, you know, before you and I actually met. I was sick and tired of being sick and tired, and thank God I figured it out, you know, in my early 20s.
Yeah, same for me, you know, just same scenario, working and not knowing any other avenue until my mom actually told me, hey, there's a thing called, you know, network marketing, and you could come to a meeting. And she really didn't give it justice as it did, but being it's my mom, you know, I went there, and the rest is history. And
you saw a better way.
I definitely saw a better way. It was absolutely incredible. And just being able to know that, you know, that there was other things out there in the world today besides having a job, besides having a commute. Because I remember, before my mom even mentioned it, and it was probably like a year before, we were driving from Fairfield, California, where we lived, to San Francisco every single day where we worked for the U.S. government on Treasure Island. And it was absolutely incredible because I remember one day specifically coming home, we were so tired, like literally so tired and exhausted from just the week and the traffic there. We were right there in front of Berkeley area,
right,
as we had just come
that
from
corner,
from the Bay Bridge,
yeah,
going
right.
Berkeley and then going towards Fairfield. It was bumper-to-bumper traffic, and I remember being so tired, like literally exhausted. I'm driving, my mom's in the passenger seat, and it was bumper-to-bumper and going so slow, and I accidentally tapped the car in front of me just from, I was just tired, just zoned out, whatever happened. The guy in front of me must have been just as exhausted because we didn't even come out, look at the car, do anything. We just looked at each other in the rearview mirror and just kept going. And it was just a tap. But what I'm saying is it just was like that whole feeling that you get where you're just like, oh, my God, it just like this
I gotta
is terrible.
I got to do another 40 years
yeah,
of this.
Yeah, that just can't happen. So it was absolutely incredible just finding this industry, moving on, making that decision. Which is number two, what Jim Rohn talked
so
about.
So you had to discuss,
had to
like
discuss,
I did. Then you, after the discuss, you had to make a
decision to do something different, to make the commitment to want to get better in life and do something that's totally, and that was totally outside of the zone, like not knowing anything
you
about
didn't know
network
anything
marketing.
About it.
But what I absolutely loved is that at that time there were people that had already started to, you know, succeeding in the industry, started going, and you can see, and you know, you hung around with your mentors, you have we had the tapes, we had the speakers, the trainers, and went to training all the time. Remember that's what we did a lot, was go to trainings and actually learn about this industry, And then having that desire within you, which is number three, having that desire, that self-motivation. And I actually call it, because Jim Rohn said, desire waits for a trigger. Well, my trigger was the self-motivation to take me to that desire to not want, because I made the decision and I was disgusted. So that self-motivation, which I'll actually change that number three to self-motivation, to give me the desire to want to move forward. And then saying it to wrap it all up, number four, Daryl, is resolve, right? Mm-hmm. Saying, I will make this industry work no matter what. I am going to never give up until. But at the same time, when I go through the ups, when I go through the downs, because, yes, this industry does have that, and I was very part-time back in the day, part-time, spare time, having to see, yeah, you invite people to meetings, and they didn't show up.
The no's.
Talking to people on the phone, and they're, like, saying that this is a scam. You have to be able to go through that adversity, go through that and say, I will never give up until I make this work, because I know it can. I've seen, you know, other people succeed. I know I can do it. They weren't any more special than I was. I knew
made
that
the decision.
I just made the commitment and the decision, had the desire, had the motivation to want to make this work.
Well, this is really funny. You just gave me another one, Maria, that we can add to this. So that just kind of shows you where our evolution is as well. We'll add education, because after all of those things, you got educated. And sometimes you get educated by the fire. Some people, you know, learn at the University of Hard Knocks, and you get the best education out there. But after the disgust, after the decision, after the self-motivation slash desire, after the resolve, I'm not going to get up. The reason Marie and I are here today, we just never give up. You know, so many people fall off after they talk to four or five people. Some will fall off after 9 or 10 or 15 people. We'll never fall off, because when we make a decision and that we're going to be successful, then nothing's going to stop us. Not our brother-in-law, not our parents, not, you know, the neighbor, not the guy down the street that poo-poos this industry. He's not educated. He or she does not know we're bigger than the NFL. We're bigger than the National Basketball Association. We're bigger than Major League Baseball. We're bigger than the music industry. They don't understand that billionaires are getting involved. They think it's some rinky-dink Mickey Mouse illegal pyramid last business you get in before you commit suicide. Well, that's the furthest thing from the truth. But after you get educated, you have to get educated. And once you get educated and you build up that armor of protection around you, then you're looking for those few people that believe just like you. And in this industry, especially with our compensation plan, you need a good person on the left, good person on the right. And ladies and gentlemen, you can change your life. It may not happen in a week or two or a month or two, maybe even a year or two. But if you're focused and you're learning the skill sets that you learn, because a lot of times Marie and I talk about this more than, well, how do you actually do it? Because if you don't get this stuff first, then that stuff is not going to help you whatsoever. You're not even going to get to that point. But sharing product, I think, is simple. Sharing opportunity, I think, is simple. Building for event, that's pretty self-explanatory. Building for event, self-improving, listening to stuff that we're doing right now, it makes all the difference in the world. So, guys, figure out what your disgust is that's going to cause you to draw a line in the sand and make a decision that you're going to be successful. You're going to be two-star in January 27th or in April, whatever, every 90 days we have that. Make a decision. And guys, don't put any restraint on your success or any reality or being realistic. If you want to do it, you can do it,
yes, you can.
You just got to put in the effort. And have the resolve to never quit. I'm not going to quit. I don't care how many bozos I run into, how much negativity I get, and then get educated. Get educated on the industry. Get educated on our company. Get educated on our service. Get educated on what to do. And you can do these things. You know, I couldn't do a meeting like this, you know, back in the day. I had to learn the skill sets. I had to follow other people. I watched what they did and how they became successful, and then that's what helped Maria and I go to that next level. And every day we're out there. Right now we're in a 30-day run, and we're pushing, and I still get a bunch of no's. I still get a bunch of crap, but I also get leaders that are signing up. We get great people that want more out of their life that really want to step up to the plate. So, Maria, we're basically done now. But
just make sure that you guys plug into the team site. Click on schedule at the top so that you know what's happening today, what you can plug in for, because remember, we have our corporate update call where the whole team gets together. This is the only day that's a little bit different. 6 p.m. Pacific time, 9 p.m. on the East Coast. That's where you're going to hear from the CEO, the number one top income earner, Todd Strand,
other leaders
that are there, Leadership Council, and other people that are having success in the business, and also any updates that corporate has for us out in the field. So you always want to plug in. That's like if you own a McDonald's franchise, you know what's going on in the McDonald's news feed, or if you're an attorney, you know what's going on in your law and all the legal stuff that you have to deal with. So it's really important for you as a P2S partner to make sure that you know what's going on in your business. We're not treating this like a hobby. We're treating this like we need to know what's going on. So you have the schedule there. And then following the corporate update, of course, is a live webinar or a call, depending on what you can plug into, what your guests can plug into, either this, the 805 number, or you can plug into the p2smeetup.com to show them actual slides and see the whole presentation right online. So that's the only difference. And then Tuesday through Sunday, we go back to live webinar call, 6 p.m. Pacific time, 9 p.m. East Coast time. So Mondays are the only difference. But if you need to refresh yourself or remind yourself, number one I would do is set up an alarm clock in your iPhone or your Android phone to make sure that you at least 5 minutes before, 30 minutes before, depending on when you want to start three-waying people or calling people. And then also, made me lose my train of thought. But yeah, so that you have set your alarm clock on there, make sure that you have that settled on, but make sure that you also double check the schedule on the Success Team site. Last thing that I'm going to leave you with, and Daryl was talking on this just a little bit earlier, was, you know, all the stuff about like, how do I go about doing this, or how do I go about, you know, what do I have to do this, all type of stuff. That's why we talk about this part being really important. If you know your why, the how will come easy. So that's why you have to make sure that within you, you have that self-motivation and knowing why you're doing P2S Travel. Why are you doing this? Whether it be for the money, whether it be for paying bills, whether it's for you to give charity, whatever that it is, it has to motivate you. You're doing it for your kids so that they don't have to worry about college. Whatever that it has for you deep down inside, that's what's going to make it so easy for you to do this business. It's going to come easy because you're talking to people. You're not caring if they say no. You're going from person to person, talking to them, and getting the success that you need to move forward in this business. So congratulations. You're going to do great. Today's Monday. Get your week started off correctly. You're in the right position right now. With hearing this call, we're going to start having a place for all of this, the calls to be listed, so that in case anytime you miss it in the future.
Or you want to hear it over and 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 over again, you can go to the site and get it. So that's going to be up here later today. This is going to be the first call we actually put on it. Also, the call we did last night with Todd was a monster. That call is going to be a couple places on the site as well. So, guys, make it exciting. Our number is 702-250-2438. You need some help. You need some support. 702-250-2438. It's on the team site, successteamsite.com, successteamsite.com. And, guys, we appreciate you guys. Thank you so much. We're going to close it out with my friend Les Brown. Make it a fantastic week, ladies and gentlemen.
With my 9-year-old son, John Leslie, and I beat him 10 straight games in a game called Connect Four. And finally, I said, John Leslie, I'm bored. I don't want to play you anymore. And I got up. I said, I'm ready to go to sleep now. John Leslie said, no, you can't go now, Dad. I said, why? He said, it's not over until I win. That was his attitude. We sat down and we played several other games. And finally, after the 11th game, John Leslie won. And he got up and he yawned. And he said, I'm ready to go to sleep now. And I'm saying to you, what if all of us took that attitude? After we face a rejection and a no, or we have a meeting and no one shows up, or somebody say, you can count on me, and they don't come through. What if we have that kind of attitude? The car's repossessed. Nobody believes in you. You've lost again and again and again. The lights are cut off, but you're still looking at your dream, reviewing it every day, and say to yourself, it's not over until I win. It's very important as you hold on to that dream. There are moments when you're going to doubt yourself. There are rough times that are going to come, but they have not come to stay. They have come to pass. It's very important for you to know that. Don't say I'm having a bad day. Say I'm having a character building day. Yeah. Thank you.